غزار زخنا شبه خيس غشاق من المهم يهدم استقل بساقم داف عين جمل مشنا شاد مساد شخط شلو لا إخلاف في أكت مرتز obviously would be a puzzle carbon Pesach and he would therefore be chai for bringing it on Shabbos. Mara says since the next part of the Mishnah says if you brought for people who can and people who cannot eat the Pesach he's potter, so we say this obvious halach at the beginning of the Mishnah as well. In fact, the next part of the Mishnah is also obvious since it's a kosher of Pesach when you have in mind la Ichlav shalei la Ichlav, of course you won't be chai for bringing it on Shabbos. Mara says since the Mishnah first gives a case of a Pesach shechted shalei lishma, it also gives a case of shechting for people who can't eat it shalei la Ichlav. Even though this is an obvious case. Why does the Mishnah need to say the case of the Pesach brought Shalei Lishma? The Mishnah says that was all you said to teach the Machalekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Huna Bachinan said to someone, you go to Rav Zrika, ask him, according to the Shita who holds that one who acts destructively by making a wound, meaning not for a kosher shechita or not for its blood, in such a person who makes a destructive wound is potter, why is one who shechs the Pesach where people can't eat it chayiv? The Pesach is puzzle, and the wound he made has not accomplished anything, and he should therefore not be chayiv. The answer, the shechita accomplished did something, what? That if the pieces of the carbon are brought onto Mizbech, although they shouldn't be brought, but if they are, they won't have to be taken down, but rather they'll be burned on Mizbech. Therefore, since the Shechita has accomplished something, he has accomplished something with the Shechita and he's Chayiv. In fact, the Gemara, why is he Chayiv? He shechts the animal and then finds it to have a mum. His Shechita has not accomplished anything. The Gemara says he's accomplished that a mum of cataracts, according to Rabbi Kiva, will not be taken off the Mizbech if it's brought up. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if he shechts it and finds it to be a treif in a hidden way, he's potter. It's mashmer that if it's an external treif, it'd be Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? He hasn't accomplished anything. The Gemara says the Shechita accomplishes that the animal is not an avela. Ravina asked, the Bryce says that someone who shechts a chatas outside the Azara on Shabbos for Avodah Zarah is chayiv three chatois. Aye, what has he accomplished? Rabbi Vira said he has accomplished removing the animal from the status of Eivir Menachai. The Mishnah said, Shachtoi v'noide v'chulu. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, if an Oshim has been resigned to grazing until he gets a mum, which is what happens when, for example, if the owner's brought another Oshim in its place or the owner's died, and then a person takes the animal and shechts it without a specific intention, it's valid as an oila. Azai Zakhtar Huna in the name of Rav. This effect must be that Rav holds that the carbon's designation can be changed without a specific intent to uproot it, because he shechted it without a specific intent. If so, why does Rav say his din only once the Ashram has been designated to graze until it gets a mum? As soon as the Ashram is not needed because the owner dies, it should be valid if brought for an oiler right then. Mar says it's a gzera to wait until then so that people don't take an Ashram that will be used as an Ashram and bring it for an oiler. We see this to be true from a Mishnah that says that the Ashram whose owners have died or used another Ashram should be let to graze, and when it gets a mum, it should be sold, and the proceeds are to be used for an oiler. The Mishnah is mashma that the animal itself should not be used as an oiler, only the money from the sale. We see that the gzera was instituted so that people would not bring the animal for an oiler while it still may be used for an ashram by the owner's example. For example, when they didn't die or use another animal for an ashram. In fact, Rav Chista asked, the Mishnah said, if someone shechted a Pesach and then found out that the owners had given up their ownership in the animal, making it ownerless, he's potter. Abraisa says, if this were to happen on a weekday, the animal must be immediately burnt, which is what's done with the carbon with an internal psul. If we say that a carbon's designation can only be changed by specifically uprooting it, that's why this carbon, even after there are no longer any owners considered to be a Pesach, and a Pesach brought without owners is internally possible. However, if we say like Rav, the carbon's designation changes on its own when circumstances change, when the owners remove themselves from the animal, it automatically becomes a shlamim, which does not become possible when it has no owners. Abazoi, which would be a psul only because it was brought after the tamid, not an internal psul. Since it's a psul of an external factor, it would not have to be immediately burned, but rather should be left overnight and burned in the morning. Mari answers, Rav must have said that if the Oshim was specifically shechted with the intent to be an oiler, it's a valid oiler. Specific intent is needed to uproot the designation. For that, Gemara, we said earlier that Ruchia by Gamda said that a specific uprooting is only needed in a case when the animal is going to be used as a carbon Pesach for Pesach Sheni. However, in general, no specific uprooting is necessary. How will you explain the above Braisa that says uprooting is necessary? Mari answers, Rav Huna, the Breid of Yeshua said, the reason the Braisa said the carbon must be immediately burned was not because it considered it to be an ownerless Pesach. It's because the case was where it was designated before Chatzos and became ownerless after Chatzos. It was therefore considered to be a fit as a Pesach and then unfit, in which case it can no longer be Chayzer Veroi again. Frekli Mar Rav says that a live animal that was fit and then became unfit can become fit again. The Gemara, Papa says, the Braisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says that another carbon brought for the sake of a Pesach is possible. Therefore, although the ownerless Pesach automatically becomes a Shlomim, since it's brought as a Pesach, it becomes possible and it's considered to have an internal psula, must be immediately burned. Fregt the Gemara, Eliezer would say, one should be chai v'chatas for bringing this on Shabbos. He holds that one who mistakenly does a malacha on Shabbos in the course of attempting to do a mitzvah is chayiv. But our Mishnah says he's potter. So how can we say that the Braisa, which is explaining our Mishnah, follows Rabbi Eliezer? Fregt the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rav Sal Chassida, said, the Braisa follows Rabbi Yosef ben Chanoi, who says that another carbon brought for the sake of a Pesach is puzzel and would be immediately burned. But he could hold that Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand and say that one who does so on Shabbos would be potter. Dr. Gemara of Ashi said, Rav follows the view of Rabbi Shmuel, the B'nai Shel Brechem and Breika, who says that if there was time for the Sheikhet to find out that the owners removed themselves from this animal or became Tomei, then the Sheikhet is Chayiv and the animal is left overnight and burned in the morning. Presumably, it must be left for the morning because he holds that it automatically becomes a Shlom and therefore only an external Psul. In fact, Gemara Kubi Rabbi Shmuel says that an internal Psul invalidates. So that even internal psulim are left overnight. He must hold that way because we say that even if the owners become tummy, it must be left overnight. In that case, we have said that he certainly needs to specifically uproot the designation. It must be that he holds that even internal psulim are left overnight, then there's no proof that he would agree with Rav's view. And for tomorrow, we must say, like we said above, that the Braisa follows the view of Rav Yosef ben Chanoi. Hadnaloch perek elu devarim.